The following shiur is recorded, edited, and presented to you by Kol HaLashon. We wish you an enjoyable and meaningful time listening.
We are talking about our achonos for tefila, especially for Yom Ha'Yoyin. Yesterday we spoke about man. We have to give the tefila its time, command time, and also allocate time for tefila. That is the most basic way of showing chashivas for something. We mentioned many times the whole idea of brachos and tefillah, it's that our avoda is to put things in the right perspective. To imagine ourselves, get us used to seeing the world the way it really is, that we're living in Hashem's world. Not that Hashem is living in our world. That's what it's all about. Kamuvan, if one does it, he gets tremendous brachos and tefillah shemaya. What we're trying to do and create is a new perception of life. That I am living in Hashem's world, and Hashem has given me so many wonderful things to work with, and therefore I'm going to use them the proper fashion. So we're going to Shemona Esrei, which is the chelik that has a big shinui change in the Yom Ha'Yoyin, that we have to build it up like Chazal built it up. And we're not going to go through every bracha now. We're going to go through the basic parts of tefillah. So the first part of tefillah every morning is a Birkas HaShachar, starting with the Netilas Yadayim, together with the Birkas HaTorah and all other Birkas HaShachar. And according to Chazal, these are the brachas that give us a different perception of ourselves. This physical world that we live in. Because without paying attention to it, we're another Bria, we're another part of the creation. We happen to be more intelligent than other parts of the creation. The Tzachakot, we're all the same. I was told at the zoo somewhere that in one of the cages they have two people, just to bring out the point that a human being is just another animal. But we're the exact opposite. We start our day, we recognize the first broken make. That we're different than all the other Brias. Yadayim is something that no other Bria has. They have fingers. They don't work the way our hands work. They don't have the ability to do the things in two respects. In respect, number one, is just the way they work. Even the most intelligent monkey and ape, the hands are primarily used for walking with also. It's the type of foot that they could also hold things with. We could also hold things between our toes. They can't do any fine, refined work with this. They can't write down anything with this. All the different things that we have in technology came about because we had hands that could then create things and put things together. It's a special thing that only human hands can do. There's no other breed in the world that has it. And that's the starting point, the gift of the hands. But together with that, like we mentioned, we show them saying Atila is also a lesson of uplifting. We realize our hands are there.
Not Kol HaLashon.
Not just to have a human intelligence guide them. Hands, the natural state of the hands is the hands. Like it says, the way people used to daven was they were Puyus Yodayim the Shamayim. They uplift their hands to the heavens to show that I recognize that these hands I have are from above. And it's to uplift me, not to leave me just as an animal and not even as a very intelligent creature that can use these special hands to create all kinds of fancy devices, all kinds of technology. It's all good, but it's not the tachlis. The tachlis is the shamayim. And together with that, we say all the other brachas, whether the brachas on the mitzvahs, ha-tayvah, I realize I'm special. What makes me special? Not my intelligence. I have a special curve to learn Torah. I was given the Torah. She doesn't learn Torah's MS. It's something way above human intelligence. It's something that guides us to the truth of life. So once again, I'm defining myself, I'm defining my hands, defining my seichel, I'm defining the gifts of the Torah and mitzvahs that Hashem gave me. And then when I say the rest of the day of the Shachar, eyes, choose that human eyes, there are other beings in the world that have eyes that are similar to human eyes. But when we say Pukechivim, it's something else. An animal with his eyes, all he does is he looks for the food that he can get and uses it to protect himself from predators that are trying to get him. Either to protect himself or to feed himself. But it's all about himself. And a human eye, if you act like an animal, will be the same thing. Life is just about trying to find, like I said, for my selfish desires. But when we say the bracha Pukechivim, we say, and we know that Hashem gave us the koach of the ear to see the good things, to focus on what I can do for others. How can it help? How can they see the wonders of that Hashem gave to me? See the world outside of me, not just focus on myself. See how much I'm receiving from my Kodesh Baruch Hu, and see how much I can give over. Not to assume it. When we sleep, we can't move our arms and our legs. It also seems to be something specific for human sleep. That is one part of our sleep. We become paralyzed. Maybe it's also Hashem wants to show us, don't take for granted, these arms and legs. And then we have four brachas about walking, like a kafufim, like you mentioned before. Walking is something, walking upright is special to humanity, because that's the majesty of man. We're upright. Our head is the shamayim. That's what life is all about. So this is the beginning of our day. Redefining ourselves. Recognizing, yes, my body is not so different than the body of the rest of the animals. But focusing on the parts that are different, and recognizing they're not just different because I'm more intelligent, because I'm completely different Bria. I have different hands, I have a different brain, I stand upright. All these things because I'm the Bria of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he gave me these things so I should connect to him. And Kamovan, all the Torah and the mitzvahs, from the beginning of the day. If we use this in the Chodesh El, pay a little more attention. This is what I'm doing. I'm not just thanking Hashem for these things. I'm redefining myself. I'm redefining life. I have been put into this beautiful world by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This special kelim, my hands, my legs, my mind, my eyes, everything I have. So then I should be Eivan Hashem and uplift myself. And with this, we can progress towards higher levels of tefillah. Have a wonderful day, uplifting day. Hopeless.
The shiur you've listened to was recorded and edited for you by Kol HaLashon. You're invited to continue listening at any time to all the shiurim and drushos in all topics by all the Rabbanim on Kol HaLashon.